Thanks for coming by the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is Brother Clint. We're glad you're here. This introduction is being recorded after the message that you're going to hear in just a few moments, and I know you're going to really enjoy it. Brother Freedom and I went out to the Sacramento River yesterday, and we were just sitting in the car, and the Holy Spirit came down upon him very powerfully and gave him part two or part B, like in Baker, for the message, Make You Perfect, which was given on the 24th of February, and yesterday was the 26th. And it's a very powerful message with a large prophetic word in it and very helpful to the body and will enlighten you greatly. I know the Holy Spirit's going to use it marvelously. Father, thank you for touching the listeners out there again. Thank you, Lord, for how Brother Freedom is giving his life for your wonderful work. And we just praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for your goodness, for your wonderful working. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we just look to you this day for a mighty message from heaven. Father, we heard this other word, and I really know that it's the foundation of what you have for us now. If you want it down, I'll just wait upon you, and I pray that this, hopefully this is the day. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Father, just praise you this day. For behold, I am here this day, said the Spirit of God. I'm here in a time when there's many different calls all over this world, and many men think they have a word from me. Many say they have, many others believe they have, and I say there's many voices in this land, but all that's not from me, saith the Spirit of God. For there's a lot of human voices also that speak from their own hearts. And I say there's those who have planned services, and they're speaking from a denomination or a place for speaking of the things that they wish to speak. But I say my heart goes out this day, those who are sacrificing so tremendously in this last hour. I say there's many, they're striving to do my will, wanting to do my will, but they will not take heed the mighty move that I've called for them to invest in that time from heaven, which is my Holy Spirit. I say they spent so much time, so much energy, so many words that flee the way and don't have no power. They're just words to speak. And I say my people love to hear this. My people, they're words of self-bragging and many things that my people love. But I say my spirit needs to work this day and this world in this last hour very powerfully. And I say then it will be where people can live without sacrifices. I say my people through the Holy Spirit from heaven can live in a place they don't have to sacrifice. Very little do they fail. And I say the human heart does fail, but there's no big, large things that's happening now. It is on a wide scale. My people need to realize that I am moving by my spirit in a mighty way. That word that was given, sacrifice, the people are so living in a place of sacrifice. They're beyond a place of self-inductions, self-thoughts. But I'm calling for people that will rely on my spirit and believe that I'm able to help my people. That message about sacrifices bring you down. Obedience is better than sacrifice. But my people are at a place that they're living in sacrifices. I say my people pray without ceasing. A lot of people, they pray great prayer meetings. But what I'm saying, I want to get across to my people, I believe there's a better way. And I know there is. They'll move them through my spirit. Great things will happen. Things will transpire that you can't imagine, because it'll be my spirit that works with you. My spirit will be in you. My spirit will work over you. My spirit will be around you, and you'll see great things transpire. You'll see great happenings develop before you. And you can't imagine these things within your own imagination. But I say, if thou walkest in my spirit, yea, I will speak through you in my spirit, and I say, you will not be disappointed no longer, and you will not fail me. But I say, any time that you do my work in your own flesh, there's room for error. And when there's error, there has to be sacrifice. I'm looking for a people that will walk above reproach, that will walk in victory, walk in my power, my anointing, walk as a people that love me. I say, as Israel failed me through the wilderness, I say people are now are failing me because they're doing this ministry that they see, many see the need of my ministry, but they don't have the know-how how to do it. And they're a little frustrated. They don't know they're working, but I say they've missed out on my word. And they've been so blinded, my church is so blinded against my Holy Spirit. Didn't my son say if it was needful for him to go away, for he went away, he would send the Comforter, and he would send the Holy Spirit from heaven, for I would send that Spirit to my people. But I say my people have dismissed that. They went in their own pretensions, their own versus hearts, their own ways of thinking. They're thinking things through that they think and think and think so vividly that they get the answer they claim, they believe. But I say they have troubles. They have persecutions. And they're having trouble from the enemy. We'll take them as will. But I say it's so easy if thou shalt just lean not on your own understanding and allow me to move my Spirit upon you, to baptize you with my Holy Spirit. I will bless you. And I will anoint you. And I'll show you great and mighty things. And all these things that this one is speaking these words. Nothing happened until he got full of my Spirit. My Spirit is life. My Spirit is the action. My Spirit is the power. And I say obedience is better than sacrifice. And my people that live in my Spirit, they don't have to sacrifice very little. Because I say the Spirit man is led by the Spirit. The natural man is not in leadership no longer. The natural man is backed off. And I say the man, or the person, the human, the woman or the man, when they're full of my Spirit, they do not care. They don't need a pride. They don't need attention. But I say when you start walking your flesh, you want attention. You want respect. You want things that the flesh loves. And you don't understand why you're ministering for me this day, but you're losing out. Because those qualities are not in you, and you sacrifice tremendously. You just put yourself out to the all you can do. But I say if you just yield to my Spirit, yield to my Holy Ghost, I would give you power. I would give you strength, but it's so hard for my people, they will not bow their knees toward the Holy Ghost. They wish for their own prideful imaginations. And I say they go in their own thoughts. Yep, it's all about my work. My work is being depleted. My work hasn't got great power. And I say, I see my ministers, many, many over the world, and they're crying out for help. And I can't reach them because what they're crying for, I've already got given them, and they don't even know it. They haven't received it. And they're looking for another avenue, another way to escape. And through that, they're missing the way. And they miss what I have for them. And this day, they're wandering as sheep through the desert. And I say my people need to realize that I love them, but I wish to lead them by my Holy Spirit that I gave so many years ago. And I say this day there's very few through this world that's moving in my Spirit, says the Spirit of God. They have a form, but they really don't know my full Spirit. They never took time to let me move within them. They was too busy in knowing their own thoughts, doing their own thing, even if it was in my name, but there's no power, there's no witness, and there's no sacrifice. And when they sacrifice, nothing really happens because they're down, they're out. But I say they pray to relieve retentions. It's on their hearts. But I say condemnation many times comes from the enemy. It comes against my people in a very lasting way, a very strong way, and he comes to destroy all that I have given them. And I say, without my Spirit, it's impossible to live for me in the fullest. You can only go partially. And I say, in this last hour, you need abundant life. You need abundant power. You need the victorious over death, grave, and hell. You need my power and my glory upon my spirit-filled churches this day that have lost it. They need to rekindle. They need to seek my face because I wish to pour my spirit out as it was in the days of Pentecost. I wish to move upon my people, but they're not even calling for me. They figured out their own way, and they call it something else. They're the mechanical church. Even my spirit-filled people are the mechanical church. They do all the moving in the spirit, and it's counterfeit, says the Spirit of God. Much of this is counterfeit, says the Spirit of God. I wish for my people to be alive in me, alive in my direction, that thou would no longer have to walk in disobedience. They would walk in holiness, and thou could be walk into perfection. Thou can walk as my callings upon thee in a very powerful and a very just way. For I am not slack concerning my promises, some men count slackness, but I will keep my word, saith the Spirit of God, for I say my coming is soon. I say my church this day is far from me in many areas. They had a day of worship, they used my Bible, they knew all the things, but they've left out the power of the unction of my spirit. And I say even these that have what they call a form of me, they've lost that special touch. They've lost that special anointing. For I wish to lead my people as my sheep. They should know my voice. And many do not know me. Many don't know what I tell them. They don't know. They've lost their way. But I say, my day is coming soon. My church, you need to be alive. You need to rekindle thyself and seek my face. Move in the unction. And I say, tongues is for a reason. It brings out the confusion that's in your heart. It brings out the things that the deadness is in your body. And I say, when you pray in my spirit, it edifies your body. And I say, each of you out there, you need that edification. Each of you, every day, you need to edify it by the Spirit of God. You need it because the enemy has so crowded you with darkness within you. That's the only way that you can be cleansed is by the edification of tongues. And that comes when you get by yourself and pray and seek my face. The glory will be upon you. Come, my people, learn of me, for I've given thee a new start. I say my people have got so educated, they have great messages, and they all sound good. They sound like but their spirit is left out. And I don't wish this, my people, for I say my word is power, but I say it needs my spirit to move upon that power. Where my spirit is, there is liberty. There is no liberty without my spirit, saith the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Praise, thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless. Bless all of you. God bless you. Amen.